Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hello, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast with me, Christina Patterson, where we teach believers practical and real life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. We've been on such a fruitful journey on this podcast, and we've learned that prayer is the way that we communicate with the maker of the universe, and he not only hears us, but he responds. We've learned that through prayer, we can access healing, wisdom, discernment, peace, protection, joy, and so much power we could never experience on our own. It is through prayer that I have seen the transforming power of God come into my heart and life like never before. So in our last episode together in this series, I want to share with you some specific prayers that can drastically change and impact your life for the better. And then I want to pray over these areas together so that you can start experiencing the benefit of these prayers today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The first prayer is over negative thinking. If you ever want a sneak peek into the direction that your day or week is headed, just look at your thoughts. What you are thinking has power to direct the course of your entire day. Starting with positive and truthful thoughts can lead to a peaceful and fulfilling day. Negative thoughts, however, not aligned with God's truth, can lead to a confusing and frustrating day. This is why God wants us to keep our thoughts on good things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 tells us, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. If changing our thoughts from negative to positive can change our day from good to bad, they also have the power to direct the course of our lives. Now that is serious, which is why the Bible also instructs us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, to take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Now this may seem easier said than done, because it is, but our thought life is something that we can pray about. A constant prayer of mine is that my thoughts will align with God's truth, that he will reveal and uproot any lies in my mind and replace them with good and truthful thoughts. It's hard work sometimes, but the reward is a peaceful and fruitful life, which is well worth the work. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we have the power to change our mind and control our thoughts. Lord, we submit our thoughts to you today, God. We surrender and give to you all the bad and negative thoughts, God, and we receive all the uplifting and positive and praiseworthy thoughts, God, that you give to us. We pray, God, to remember to think about good things, God. And when we recognize that we're praying, that we're thinking on things that are not of you, that you would help us to redirect our thoughts, uproot, God, any lies that may be in our mind, and plant your seeds of truth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The next prayer that can drastically change your life is a prayer for discernment. Now more than ever, it seems like we have so many options before us. Which school to go to? Which job to take? Which church to attend? And some decisions are even heavier. Should we get married? Should I accept this job opportunity that requires my entire family to move? Should I elect to have this surgery? Having options and the freedom to make our own decisions is a wonderful privilege, but it also may lead to the stress and anxiety of wondering if we're making the right decisions. Good for us, our Heavenly Father is ready and willing to guide and direct our steps and provide us with His wisdom and discernment to make good decisions. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." We can blindly make decisions without seeking God, but why not seek God, who knows the beginning from the end? As we seek God in prayer, He can make our paths clearer and grant us understanding we may not always have. I start each day praying for wisdom and discernment and have reaped the benefits of being led by God in all areas of my life because of it. So let's pray together for discernment. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we have your Holy Spirit in us, leading and guiding us. We pray for your understanding. We pray for your discernment. We pray for your knowledge and wisdom in all the decisions that we have to make today. We trust that your guidance and your leading will always lead us in the right direction. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The next prayer that can drastically change your life is the prayer for strength to surrender to God's will and desire for your life. Jesus offers us life and life to the full that we read about in John chapter 10, verse 10. But we will never experience that full life if we don't allow God to have complete control of our life. The challenge here is that we have this battle between our sinful flesh and our new spirit that God has given us upon salvation. As I'm sure you know, the level of power that it takes to follow God and not our flesh can sometimes feel impossible. So my prayer to God is for strength to surrender to His will and not myself. I pray for His strength to do it because my strength will fail me. Jesus makes this struggle clear to us in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, when He says, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Even when we are weary and weak, the Lord is willing and ready to grant us His strength to surrender to the things we think we cannot do or be. So let's let this next prayer be our heart's cry to God today. Dear Heavenly Father, your ways are higher than my ways. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. When I find myself at odds and in struggle with your will, Father God, I pray that through your supernatural grace and divine power, you grant me the strength to overcome. I pray that your spirit in me overcomes the temptation of my flesh, Father God. I pray that I always choose you and your ways. I pray, Lord, for the strength to surrender to your good and precious will. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. The last prayer that will drastically change your life is the prayer of salvation. We have had a great podcast series on prayer, but much of what we've learned when it comes to experiencing the power of prayer is dependent on our connection with God and having His Holy Spirit indwelling within us. If you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the best prayer you can pray today is the prayer of salvation, to accept Him into your heart and life, that you may receive forgiveness and His Holy Spirit, an eternal connection and relationship with Him. Following Christ has been the best decision of my life. It has not made life easy, but it's made my life sweet, fruitful, and purposeful. So, if you're ready to take that step, please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I am so sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. I ask your forgiveness and now turn from everything which I know is wrong. Thank you for dying on the cross for me to set me free from my sins. Please come into my life and fill me with your Holy Spirit and be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want to just Thank you so much for journeying with me on this Teach Us to Pray podcast. We've learned so much, and now I pray that you feel released with the tools and wisdom and courage to live a life of powerful prayer. Be sure to connect with me, Christina Patterson, at belovedwomen.org, and check out the show notes in today's episode to download my free prayer guide to help you put into practice the powerful habit of prayer. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today, and God bless you.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.